Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. How about today we talk about aromatherapy? Aromatherapy is the use of plant materials, including essential oils, aromatic plant oils, aromatic compounds for the purpose of altering one's mood, cognitive thinking, psychological or physical well-being. And so let's take a look at what kind of aromatherapies treatments could we use, and what did our ancestors use for aromatherapy? And how did they treat their issues and their stability of a balanced lifestyle? Let's start off with aromatherapy for stress. How can we reduce our stress with aromatherapy? Because with a lot of our electronic devices and our continual communication and constant overstimulation, multitasking, fast-paced images and scrolling on the computer and all that, just our brain doesn't have time to relax. So let's take a look and see what can we do and what will aromatherapy do for us when we need to sit down and just take a moment for ourselves from this busy world. And aromatherapy is not just great for adults, but it's also really good for children, geriatric, for all of us. You know, I know that when I worked with the mentally ill, we had some of our friends, we'd made certain containers for them to be able to do smelling games and sniffs here and there, because it just helped them calm down. And so we can do that into our own worlds as well. It helps with ADHD, and it helps with sleeping disorders and anxiety. How about obsessive compulsive disorders as well? You know, we all have these disorders, children, adults, preteens, some of us worse than others, some of us not. And so aromatherapy is going to be just a blessing for a lot of us. Let's start off with passion flower. It helps manage anxiety and hyperactivity in children as well as adults. It also aids in concentration and memory. And we can supplement our bodies with a tea, which I find the most healthy. But you can also take it in tinctures or capsule forms as well. And how about our relaxing and soothing oils and baths or spritzers? We could use this with chamomile, bergamot, cedarwood, clary sage, frankincense, geranium, jasmine, lavender, patchouli, rose, sandalwood. All of these. We could use all these. These are our choice. What do we like to smell? What helps us relax? Because sometimes when with aromatherapy, some scents aren't great for your neighbor. And maybe your neighbor's scent is not great for us. You know, I don't really like the real citrusy smells inside my home. That's not a happy smell for me. So that citrus smell, no thanks. I'm not going to use that. Would I use sandalwood? I really like sandalwood. Jasmine, lavender, kind of like the earthier, heavy scents, you know. So it all depends on what do you like and what are you looking for your aromatherapy? Is it a relaxation, stress? Are you trying to stimulate yourself? You know, because then we're going to use some other type of smells for that. So we want to relax, and that's where we're going to bring in our bergamot and our cedarwood. And when I was talking about spritzers, make yourself a little spritzer of what do you like to smell. You're on a crowded bus, you're in the train, Maybe you're just walking around teals, you know? So what do we want to smell? Take a little spritzer with you to work every day and give yourself a little squirt. Maybe you want to smell some sage. Maybe you want to smell some sweet grass. You know, it's honestly up to you. Whatever helps you refocus, whatever helps you relax, whatever gives you that extra boost that you're feeling really balanced in life. Here's a great little recipe that I've found on the internet for your spritzer. You could have 2 ounces of distilled water, 6 drops of lavender, 2 drops of clary sage, 2 drops of geranium, and 2 drops of peppermint. Now, when you can combine all these together and shake them around, get it going, and you can use this in your car, you can use this on your clothing, use it on your office chair. But what this is going to do is this is going to relax you and refresh you all at the same time. So let's make a spritzer out there for your daily activities. What about boosting your system and feeling more energized? What about eucalyptus and lemongrass? That's going to give you a little extra boost into your day and clarifying preparations and for your day's organization, stimulating those brain cells. Let's inspire mindfulness. Living for today, feeling today, feeling now, feeling what you're feeling present in your body today. Keeping you calm and not letting you worry about tomorrow and not letting you worry about yesterday. How about some Texas cedarwood? It is fresh, woody, earthy, centering, grounding, helps you stabilize. The balsam fir, it's fresh evergreen, helps with opening and clarifying. And the blue cypress is the woody, calming, elevating, and mind opening. And frankincense, balsamic and lemony and soft, and it helps you meditate and helps you evaluate life and helps you stay calm. So that's some of our aromatherapy ideas for relaxation, for upboosting your spirit, energizing, and as well as just mindfulness and living for today and being in your body as it is now. So go out there and pick up some of your herbals from the land, you know, as our ancestors did. We go out there and we pick spruce, our cedar, our sage, and we bring it in the house and we cleanse our house and we give that aromatic smell, engulfs our entire house. How beautiful is that? So I'm thankful for aromatherapy, and it's not just for smelling, it's also for keeping us healthy emotionally, physically, and mentally. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.